it's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. No, hold on. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This date is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Thank you so much for joining me on this lovely Sunday evening. It's been a beautiful day in the D.C. metropolitan area. Finally, we are out of the snow era, so I hope, fingers crossed. But this was like, what, 80 degrees today?
It was a blessing, like 85.
Yes, 85 degrees a day. And yeah. By the way, I got my buddy Wally in the studio. What's up, Wally?
What's up, people? How you all doing?
Part of the thisdateisover.com team. We refer to him as Mr. Get Ish Done.
Yeah, I like that name.
Because he gets it done.
Yes, I try.
So, I try. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday, 85 degrees. Cumulus clouds. You know, clouds ain't out right now, but whatever. Here on This Date Is Over Radio, we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, and in a lot of cases, the ugly, because sometimes dating can be ugly. And speaking of ugly dating, tonight's topic is dating frustrations. What frustrates you about dating? Because, you know, it can be frustrating at times. But if it's your first time listening, welcome. And if you're a regular, welcome back. I'm just so happy. I'm so delighted and elated, tickled, delighted, and happy. All the positive adjectives.
Like, for real.
Yeah.
The for real thing going on. Yeah. Very happy.
Yeah. Even though he had another song called Happy before that one came out. But
yeah, hey, it's popping right now.
I love me some for real. That's my boyfriend in my mind. I mean, we used to go together. He doesn't know it.
He doesn't know it?
No, really? He doesn't know that.
Oh, okay.
But we are 13 days away.
Yeah.
13 days away from the Why Am I Still Single brunch and relationship forum.
Yes.
It's going to be on April 26th. At the 201 Bar in Washington, D.C. It's going to be a smashing good time. Our panelists are, you know, two experts. We have Tia Hill. She is a matchmaker, relationship expert, and she has her own radio show. Mm-hmm. She goes by The Date Whisperer. Check out her website, thedatewhispererth.com. We also have, you know, friend of the show, Dr. Aquinzi Gray. He's also going to be on the panel. You know, if you didn't know, he's a clinical psychologist, so he can work with you on both ends of the spectrum. You know, tap into your heart. Figure out what's really going on. Why are you single? You know, so that's what we're going to talk about. We got two great panelists. Get your tickets from stillsingle.eventbrite.com. That's stillsingle.eventbrite.com. You know, supplies are limited, space is limited, so get your tickets today. Do not wait to the last minute or you will be left the hell out.
Yes, I agree.
Get left
the
hell
now.
Out. So you're not going to get any food because it comes with a buffet brunch. And if you haven't had the food at 201 Bar, it is delicious.
Yeah, very.
I was
very
there
good.
Last weekend and I got some delicious scallops and asparagus risotto. It was everything. And it lasts me a good 2 days. But yes, it's going to be a buffet brunch with bottomless mimosas. You got the panel experts and you get the lively discussion, lively debate. And we're going to go out later on that evening.
Exactly.
So you guys get free entry to where we're going.
Exactly.
Later on that night. Mm-hmm. So once again, stillsingle.eventbrite.com. It's a website for you to get your tickets. Now, once again, we're talking about dating frustrations. What frustrates you about dating? The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. Don't forget, you can hit me up on social media because I'm everywhere. I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Date Is Over. And you can also like us and post your feedback on Facebook. That's facebook.com/thisdateisover. We're going to start with some music. And after that, we're going to just dive right into dating frustrations. Are you frustrated with dating?
Not really, but there are different elements, though.
Okay.
We can get into it.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Don't forget the number, once again, is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over. And also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on The Flow.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
Look down at your phone. You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me, whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. I also got my buddy Wally in the studio. What's up, Wally?
What it do?
I don't know what it does. It does something. I don't know. But we're coming to you live from the...
You trying to clown me already?
No. We're coming to you live from the IMPA Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Keep in mind, we're on the air each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. You can download the TuneIn app so you can take us wherever you go. Download the TuneIn app, search for The Flow DC, and we are the very first station to come on the list. So make certain that you save us to your favorites and tell your friends about us, too. But you just heard music from Tony, one of my favorite songs by them. The song was called Loving You. And right before that was some music by Zoe featuring Eric Roberson and Fonte. The song was Marzipan. Love that song. Love me some Eric Roberson. But tonight we're talking about dating frustrated.
Somebody's frustrated.
Wow. Dating frustrations. Are you frustrated with dating? Give us a call, 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. So, Wally.
Yes.
What frustrates you about dating?
It's trying to find the right situation for yourself. You know, depending on what you're looking for. So,
I'm talking about you.
Me personally? Okay. No, find the right situation for yourself. Ideally, you know, I'm at an age right now where I can't, you know, go willy-nilly all often. So,
what do you mean go willy-nilly?
Meaning that, you know, you're at a point in time where you just kind of got to settle down. So, trying to find that situation that's ideal for you. I'm being a single dude with no kids, is trying to honestly looking for a situation, maybe not having, you know, trying to find somebody without a kid or things that something like that anyway. Or you may find somebody, excuse me, you may find somebody you do like and they do have kids. So now you kind of got to wait. You have kind of like balance it out, saying, thinking to yourself, like, all right, how is this situation going to benefit me, or, you know, be a situation that's going to be fruitful for myself.
You do know the older that you get, that the less inclined you're going to find somebody that doesn't have kids.
That's the problem.
So
that's the frustration.
You have a niece, right?
Yeah, I love
her. You love
her
dearly.
I love her with a passion.
So you love kids. Why can't you accept somebody that has children?
I didn't say I couldn't. Ideally, what the perfect situation is for to find an individual without kids, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the ideal situation.
So your frustration comes from people that have children.
No, that sounds bad. Now you make me sound like a villain. No.
Everybody has their preferences. No. That doesn't make you
a
villain.
That's a preference.
You might not want to deal with a baby's father.
Yeah,
I get that. I don't want to have to deal with somebody's baby's mother.
Yeah, so
I get that. I want our child to be the first.
Exactly.
But I also have to swallow that, you know, swallow my pride on that, and take into consideration that, hey, he might have children.
Exactly. No, I'm not, again.
So that's what frustrates you. You know, you're not able to find your ideal situation with somebody that doesn't have children.
Exactly. Which is kind of, you know, it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. But again, once you can find somebody that way, I mean, find somebody you do like that does have kids, and, you know, you vibe the individual, so you can always try to look past it. But I think any single dude with no kids wants a situation, you know, period, that to find somebody who doesn't have kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just your idea.
So that's the only thing that frustrates you?
Truth be told, yeah, I can deal with a lot. So nothing truly frustrates me. I don't go home punching walls.
I'm not saying that, but I mean, you don't ever get frustrated beyond somebody not having children. I mean, somebody that has children.
No, not really.
Okay, right. Bless your heart.
Like, what frustrates you then?
Let's see. What frustrates me is lack of effort on the other person's part.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody just being like off the wall crazy. And me not knowing, I don't think I'm doing a good enough job of vetting the person before we even go out to realize that, hey, he's not that great.
Okay.
Yeah. So that can be frustrating. Let's see. Texting,
mm-hmm,
or the impersonal communication. That's frustrating for me.
Okay.
You know, I know we are in the information age and technology, you know, is ever changing, and I feel that, you know, when it comes to dating, a lot of people don't put effort into actually having a conversation face to face or phone. They would rather text you. And I tell somebody in a heartbeat, look, if texting is your main method of communication, then this is not going to work for me. And a lot of people don't seem to understand that. They think that I'm going to be texting them 24/7 and when it takes me 5 hours to respond, then they get the picture. I'm like, look, man, If you want to talk to me, talk to me. Yeah. We are adults here.
Uh-huh.
I want to hear the inflection in your voice. I want to feel that you're focused on me. Like, a text is okay if I'm at work, you know, if it's some time where we can't talk. But if you always text me, like, 99% of the time, and we don't talk, that's just not going to work. So that's something that's very frustrating for me in the dating scene. Also,
that text thing is real prevalent, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's real prevalent.
I'm not saying I'm not a texter, but I'm like, damn, could you call me? Please. Seriously. Because after, like, the 10th text, I've had about enough.
Yeah, texting has made us all, you know, kind of slow.
Then it helps me to see that you can't spell or write.
Exactly.
Or you sound kind of dumb and, you know, you don't know to write your.
Yeah, I have a pet peeve with texting. I can't stand people use, like, what, W-U-T?
Yeah, I don't like when people type H-R-U. That pisses me off. That pisses me off to no end. H-R-U and G-M.
Yeah.
Or, like, I know my birthday is next Sunday, by the way, and I know I'm going to get people texting me H-B-D. Why even bother texting me? You can't even spell out happy birthday, H-B-D. Are you serious?
Hey, we're in a lazy society right now.
You didn't even pick up the phone, but you typed me HBD. HBD? Really? Really? Yeah, I can't stand the GMs and the HRU and the WIDs. I don't like that. That irks my life. That irks my life to no end. But that's what's frustrating. Let's see. So I said I don't know if this is, maybe it was just me. I don't like when somebody I just meet is asking me for my social media information. Like, hey, man.
Oh, that's weak.
Is it?
That's weak.
I mean, because I get they trying to scope you out to see, you know, what your pictures are and what kind of stuff you like to do. And I'm like, I don't know. What the hell you mean you want my Instagram information?
So somebody you meet, they already got your number, right? I'm assuming this is what you're referring to, right? And they say, can I get your Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh, that's just super, super, never mind. I won't even use that language. But yeah, that's weak. Totally weak.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of corny, though.
I mean, but you can get to know a lot about a person on a Facebook page.
You can, but what, like, only? The second time you have a conversation with somebody, it's to a point where you're asking them, can I get your Facebook?
Hey, I looked somebody up on Facebook.
Let me get your Instagram.
That I almost went out with, and I found out that he was engaged.
Oh.
So social media helps you to learn some things about people. I've caught people out there on social media, and I didn't even have to look for it. It just fell into my lap. I've caught people in lies on social media. I'm like, okay.
Oh, wow.
Like, you ain't even... Yeah, you could have just been honest with me. Like, if you're going to be dishonest, don't even be on social media. Don't even bother being on social media.
Did this individual block his page?
It wasn't even on his page, though.
Oh.
It was on somebody else's page.
See?
So, I don't know.
Saying who you know, man. Gotta make... Everybody knows everybody.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But, I can't think of anything else that really frustrates me. I'm certain there's other things, but, you know, the effort thing is the main one. It's just people don't even want to try.
Yeah.
They want to, you know, talk to you on the phone maybe once or twice, and they want to text you 99% of the time, and then they want to rush their way to your bedroom. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, and the people that ask me for pictures, Lord Jesus, please don't ask me for a picture. Somebody asked me for a picture today. I said, no. Send me a pic. No. But if you want a picture of me, take it your damn self.
They seen you before, right?
No.
Okay.
Not off. No, we never actually went out. This was like an online thing.
Okay. About to say.
But no, I'm not sending you a picture. Like, you already know what I look like. According to the... You better do a screenshot.
Exactly.
Of something. Don't be asking me for no damn picture. Take it yourself and call it a day. Like, you better screenshot all 6 pictures I have on my online profile, my man. So, we got some stuff on Facebook and Instagram about what frustrates you. I can't get
What frustrates you? Say it. Frustrates
I don't know
you.
How to say frustrates. It today. It's
frustrates.
Damn angry orchard.
Pronunciate.
Apple hard cider that I've been drinking that's making me slur my words, I guess. I don't know. Now, I went out this weekend. Well, no, I really didn't. I did go out on Friday. I had a very good time on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
But on Saturday, I was hanging out with the noobs. Mm-hmm. And apparently, I'm a lightweight. Like,
really?
Never before. Had a couple drinks.
You a lightweight?
Apparently.
When that start? When that start?
It started last night. I had some drinks with them yesterday at about 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to my dad's house to chill out for a little bit because I was staying over there for the weekend.
Mm.
I said, yeah, let me go ahead and work on the computer real quick, take a quick nap. That quick nap turned into me going to bed for the rest of the night. I woke up at 1:30 in the morning. I was like, oh, damn it. On my back. So, yeah. I've been up since 6:30 a.m. on a Sunday. And I never get up that early on a Sunday. That's usually when I sleep in.
It's a good day.
Yeah. It was a great day. So, shout out to the noobs for showing me a good time with that cherry absolute.
Cherry absolute?
It was like some type of cherry flavored absolute.
Wow.
Yeah, it was quite delicious.
I believe
it. It was quite delicious. But keep in mind, you can give us a call. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. But I want to go through some comments really quickly on Facebook. I asked you guys what frustrates you about dating. Leah says, spending so much time meeting people I don't match with. That's a hard one, but I think that's a given when it comes to dating. You're going to meet a lot of people. And I mean, I think it's a numbers game. Like, you know, the more you date, the more likely you're going to meet somebody who actually is a match. And granted, it's ideal that, you know, the first one or two people that you meet will be a match. But yeah, it doesn't always work that way. Linda said, going out with someone who has no social skills.
That's a good one.
Don't know where to go or what to do. Oh, heavens, Lord. Yes, Linda. Indecisiveness. And I know I wear that badge sometimes. Don't roll your eyes at me. Because Wally knows I can be very indecisive. Very indecisive. But I try myself. You know, I try to get better at it. You know, if I say I want to go to XYZ place, that's where I want to go. But it definitely is a turnoff when I meet guys who don't have any type of idea whatsoever, bringing nothing to the table. Like, well, what do you want to do? Whatever you want to do. What do you like? Whatever you
whatever
like.
You like.
I'm just like, come on, my man. Do you have an opinion about anything? And that has happened to me before. Like, I had a guy stress out so badly about picking a restaurant for us to go to. It was in New York. He had the toughest time. I just said, pick a place. He said, what kind of food do you like? He said, do you like Thai? I said, yeah, I love Thai. Do you like Mexican? Yeah, I love Mexican. Do you like Italian? Yes, I love Italian. Do you like soul food? Yes, I love soul food. So anything that you pick is fine with me. And he was like, well, you know, I don't know, because if you don't like it, but if I don't like it, it's not the end of the world. It's not like you're in the kitchen making the food, my man. Just pick a place and let's do it. And he could not do it. He kept going back and forth. He's like, well, maybe I was going to get reservations at this place, but I thought about it. And when I went on Yelp, then somebody gave it 2 stars. And I was like, you know what? You are analyzing a little too much. Just pick a place. Fellas, that is a turn off. We want you to step it up. Pick a place. Say, look, girl. Not girl, but look, lady.
Look, lady.
Woman. Whatever.
Woman. Look, baby.
We are going to do this, this, and this. Like, a man with a plan, that is such a turn on. So take heed to that. Have a plan. Have an idea. Stick to it. Don't be so concerned that she might not like X, Y, and Z. Just go for the experience. If the food is bad, oh well. It's not the end of the world. You can go somewhere else and have something better. You can send the food back. It's a lot of things that you can do if you don't like it, if she doesn't like it. Whatever. It is what it is. But we got to go to break, so keep it right here on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. Make certain you check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. And also, tweet me or hit me at dateisover on Instagram. So that's at dateisover on Instagram and Twitter. So keep it right here on The Flow.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Thank you. me start by saying you got my heart by just being who you are. And all we got is between me and you. Doesn't matter about the money I make or what I do, or that I'm a star. Unconditionally, you're there for me, undeniably. You inspire me spiritually.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. You just heard one of my favorite songs by Christina Aguilera. Yes, Christina Aguilera. The song was Loving Me For Me. I love that song.
It's a nice song. She can sing.
Oh, yeah, she can sing.
Yeah, she can sing.
She can sing.
She has voice.
Got my buddy Wally in the studio. What's up, Wally?
What's up, swell people?
Don't forget to get your tickets to the Why Am I Still Single Brunch and Relationship Forum on Saturday, April 26th at the 201 Bar in Washington, D.C. Get your tickets from stillsingle.eventbrite.com. That's stillsingle.eventbrite.com. We have Tia Hill, the date whisperer and matchmaker, as well as Dr. Aquenzi Gray on the panel. So get your tickets once again, stillsingle.eventbrite.com. But we're talking tonight about dating frustrations. What frustrates you about dating? Now, let's see. I don't even know how to say her name. I'm just saying, Miss O. She said, being nice when I know it isn't going to work. That's frustrating. It can be. But, I mean, it's better to be nice than to be rude. You know, I have had my moments, so I try my best to be nice. But I've learned that even when I am nice, they still don't get the picture. Like, they can't take the hint. Like, you know, that happened to me recently. I told the guy, this is just not a match at all. Like, I'm not interested. And he was like, you know, I think we should just try it again. I'm just like, no. I'm like, I don't know how to say, I don't like you. I don't feel a connection. You annoy the hell out of me. Like, I wanted to add a lot of expletives to the conversation, but I'm like, no, I don't want to go out with you again. Like, the first time really sucked, and I even tried to give you, I gave you a second chance on that first time while it was sucking, and you still ended up sucking overall. So I don't know how else to convey to you that it's just not a match. Like, if I see you on the street, it's love. Like, hey, what's up? How you doing? Hope your family's all good. But you and I are not a match. We can be friends. If I see you at the bar, maybe we could do a shot together. Who knows? But romantically, not happening. Not at all. So I feel your pain, Miss O. You know, being nice, we know it's not going to work. Because sometimes you just want to say, look, man, you're just stupid. Like, seriously. What the hell were you thinking? Like, seriously. Did you really think it was good to come on a date without a shape up, though? Like, did you really think it was good to wear that triple fat goose right now?
Really, though?
Like, did you really think it was okay to eat off my plate, though?
How to shape up? No shape up, though?
Oh, that has happened to me.
Came in with the, oh, my God.
With the no shape up.
No shape up?
None.
Not fresh?
Not even.
Not the paycheck freshness?
No. Not even close. I'm like, why would you come out with your hair looking like that, fellas?
Oh, man.
If I came on a date with my hair looking crazy, you best believe I wouldn't be getting a date number two, number three, or the first date would probably be so over. But, yeah, I mean, people, yeah, I don't get it. I just don't get it.
These shape up Fridays or something. It's terrible. No,
and I think the date, was it on a Friday?
Yeah, it was on a Friday, Saturday.
I don't really
terrible.
Remember when it was. I know it was closer to the end of the week,
yeah,
though.
Okay.
But the dude had no shape up.
That's a shame.
I've seen somebody come to me looking like a freaking slave. Like
12 years running?
Yeah, I'm just like, wow. Like, you look like you haven't showered, though, my man. Like, what's really good? But, you know, of course, you can't say that to somebody. You got to be nice about it.
No, just tell them you look unkempt. Just tell them. Just tell the individual they look unkempt. They come in that situation looking like that. That's a
problem. But how do you say that to somebody? Like, hey, nice to meet you, man. You really look unkempt. Like, you look stupid right now. Man, that's not nice to say.
And most ninjas, when you know what that means.
Yeah. But going back to what Linda said before, like, going out with somebody who has no social skills, that is very frustrating. Like, I know that even though nobody believes me, I'm a shy person. Nobody believes that.
That is such
I was painfully shy as a child.
Okay, as a child, but you're not shy now.
I am shy. I'm not as shy as I used to be. You know, that's why it's difficult for me to go to networking events, because I don't like having to go and introduce myself to other people. That's just not me.
I've seen you in networking
I'm not as social as I could be. I don't like it. It's very uncomfortable for me. So, I mean, I still have a little bit of shyness left. But it's not like, you know, I'm still going to talk to you. Like, if the server comes to the table, I'm going to make eye contact. But I have been in that situation where I've gone out with somebody who really lacks social skills. He, like, stayed in the corner, didn't say anything. And it's just like, whoa, that's weird. You know, I get the situation, like, if I'm out with somebody and I don't really know their friends or family, and they take me to an event with their friends and family, I'm going to feel uncomfortable.
Of course.
Especially if they leave me there by myself. I've been in that situation too many times.
I have too.
Even recently, like a couple weeks ago, I go with this guy, the same guy that was asking to go out again. And I'm sitting there at the bar waiting for him. Like, he just stepped out somewhere. I'm just like, I'm around all these people that I don't know. Apparently they're friends of his. Yeah. It's somebody's birthday. He didn't tell me that. I thought it was him and I going out on a date. I didn't know it was gonna be me, him, and all 45 of his friends for somebody's birthday. And I was like, I don't want to be here. So we weren't even supposed to be at that restaurant in the first place. But he goes, and he doesn't even say I'll be right back, nothing. He just steps out the restaurant. I thought the dude left. So I'm like, okay, I'm sitting around with these people. They cool, but I have no desire to talk to them, because that's not what I came here for. Mm-hmm. I came here to meet with this guy that, you know, we supposed to be making a connection. He's out the door. So I was like, well, F this. I grabbed my purse and I started leaving. Like, what you want me to do? But I don't like that type of situation. Like, I don't feel like I need to be entertaining other people. Like, I'm not, you know, that's just not me. I don't like being left alone in unfamiliar territory. If I don't know your friends and I don't know your family, don't just, like, go downstairs and start watching TV and, like, leave me upstairs with your mom and your aunties. They don't work like that for me.
I think that's one of the rudest things to do to somebody. I've been in that situation, too. Because you need that buffer. You need that individual to be there to introduce you, to get you comfortable.
Right.
To, you know, open yourself up.
Get me acclimated, okay?
Yeah. So,
I don't know who the hell these people are. And I don't give a damn about your pictures when you were 2 years old. I just don't. Not at that moment. You know? I mean, that's like the first... Is that the first time us hanging out and you going to, like, up and disappear?
Exactly. That's
and have
stupid.
Me around your friends.
That's
and
dumb, actually.
I'm sorry. I got to adjust my earphones because my hair is getting stuck to my face and I had that not going
to
do it.
I'm sweating right now, so I'm trying to get my stuff together.
Sorry, it's a little warm in the studio. Yeah.
But I had to roll my eyes. Folks, you can't see me right now, but I'm rolling my eyes. When she's talking about being shy in networking events, that's the biggest bunch of crock I've ever heard in my life right now.
Don't do it.
I'm dead serious.
Don't do it.
I'm dead serious.
Whatever.
I sent you in networking events.
Anyways, Nicole said that what frustrates her about dating is bad results and wasting good hair, outfit, and makeup on the wrong man. Oh, I still want to look good regardless. So I don't mind having the good face beat and the nice dress and the nice heels. But I feel you, honey. I feel you, because it's nothing worse than getting dressed up for a loser.
Yeah.
I feel your pain.
And for a dude too, you don't want to, you know, waste that decent outfit you got on that Friday, whatever, nice shape up, and then for somebody who's just boring, you're like,
yes,
could have had,
man, that has elsewhere. Happened to me. Honey, that's when I had my hair cut fresh. My hair is in a weird place right now because I'm trying to let it grow back. So I got this like random mushroom. So please don't laugh at me, y'all. But I'm so over my hair right now. I'm just trying to let it grow back. So I'm just trying my best not to cut it. But anyways, when I had my hair cut fresh, like, I mean, it was just gorgeous. Shout out to Monet, because she did my hair. But I went out with this guy. You know, I was to the T, like head to toe, banging. Everything hugged in the right place. I was very classy. The hair was looking good. And he was a snooze fest. He didn't even give me a compliment. Some other dude.
Oh, really?
At the place we were in was like, wow, you look beautiful. I was like, damn, thank you. And my own date didn't even notice or have the gall to say anything to me. Like, he just sat there. And he was just so socially awkward. Like, he was just quiet and the conversation was minimal. He was not really making eye contact. I'm just like, wow.
Was he like that initially, but when you met him?
No.
Okay, that's kind of weird.
It could be that he didn't like my hair, though.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a possibility.
Yeah. Yeah, he might not like my hair, because when I first met him, my hair was longer, so he kind of was against me cutting my hair, but I didn't care. So I told him he can back out on the date. It's not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna slip my wrist or lose any sleep if you don't want to go out with me because I'm cutting my hair.
That's still kind of, it's still weird at the same time, just to be that kind of shy like that. And initially you met him, he was kind of, you know, outgoing probably.
He wasn't that outgoing, but he wasn't that dry.
I got you.
Yeah, he was just, anyways. April says, what frustrates her is when guys perceive them asking me over to their place after 7 is a date. Oh, Lord Jesus. Now that pisses me off. But, you know, actually, we got to go to break. I didn't even realize that. I'm all running my mouth. We got to go to break, so keep it right here on the flow. Let us know what frustrates you about dating. Give us a call, 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over, and also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on the flow.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Pretty crass, yeah. Harass you in your past, yeah. I love how you snap back and get the last laugh. I love the way your crib smell like Votivo candle incense. The white voice you use on the phone when you handle business. I love it when you freak out. I love when you were late and rocking door knockers from the late 80s, raising babies. I love how God bless you. Your body's something special. Yeah. I love to play connect the dots with your facial freckles. No need for fashion policing because I love your style. Love it. Whatever happened to Shanice, baby, I love your smile. Love it. I might be falling in love. Should I let her know? A pimp told me if I love her, I should let her go. I sing her praises every time they play this instrumental, cause she instrumental to my life, to my life, to my hey.
My queen, you know that means I've got to find my time. she will be by my side, sign on the dot. Cause even good must come bad, and I ain't about to get that. No, my lady tonight, she will be, my alibi to keep the ugly selfie. But that ain't right.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Also got Wally in the studio. What's up, Wally?
Hello, Miss Marie.
And we're coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Keep in mind that the show airs live each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. You can also download the TuneIn app, search for The Flow DC, and we'll be the first station to pop up on the list. Save us to your favorites so you can check us out. Don't forget to go to the website, too, thisdayisover.com, and post your bad date stories and relationship woes, because that's why the site is there. It's all for kicks and giggles.
Sure is.
Don't put no names out. Don't put any names on the site, just situations. No real names.
People really do that? They submit it? They put a real
name? I've only had that once.
Oh, that joker must have been real mad.
He was pissed.
Okay.
He was pissed.
He had to.
And it was somebody I knew, too.
For real?
That he was writing about.
Oh, Lord.
I thought it was very funny, but he was pissed. So go ahead and take that name right on out of that so that her name wouldn't be on the website. But yes, thisdateisover.com is for you to post your bad date stories and relationship woes. And as you'll see on the homepage, it's our brunch, singles brunch, relationship forum. We're discussing why am I still single. Get your tickets from stillsingle.eventbrite.com. That's stillsingle.eventbrite.com. That's going to be on Saturday, April 26th. In Washington, D.C. at the 201 bar. It's going to be a lot of fun, so get your tickets not now, but right now.
Right now. It's going to be a great event.
Stillsingle.eventbrite.com. I already got my tickets. Wally got his, so what you waiting for?
Exactly.
I'm in there, too. I can't wait to get me some sweet potato pancakes.
Who you telling?
Shoot.
Sweet potato.
Sweet potato pancakes and some bottomless mimosas. Hello.
Yeah, sweet potato pancakes sound bomb.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of it right now.
But we're talking about dating frustrations. What frustrates you about dating? And a lot of people are frustrated about dating. And I also asked a question, what steps are you taking to change your circumstances? And of course, as I should have expected, a lot of people say, well, I'm working on being a better me. I'm working on being a better me. But I'm like, okay, beyond working on you, what is it that you're doing to meet somebody else? Like, how are you going to change your situation? And a lot of people didn't have a response to that. Some people said that they're going out more socially. Tori says she's making herself more available. I don't know what that means. I don't know if she means emotionally or does she mean physically. I don't know what that means.
I'm going to say that she means emotionally. I won't say physically.
I don't mean physically like in a sexual sense.
That's
like,
what you meant.
Heck no, I'm not calling her a whore or nothing like that. Him. I'm just saying, is she actually going out somewhere to meet somebody? Like,
yeah, probably.
Is that what she means?
I'm guessing,
is she freeing up her schedule so she can go out more?
I believe she's probably going out more. She's putting herself out there a little bit more.
McGee said, once again, making my heart, soul, and mind available and open to receiving someone new.
Oh, that's some suave stuff right there.
Yes.
Rico
making
suave.
My heart, soul, and mind available. Okay. So beyond that, what are you doing? Okay. Tori did. She did clarify. She said she's going to stores, lounges, cigar bars.
Exactly.
And a couple of meetings to attend. So she's doing networking stuff. So she really is putting herself out there to meet somebody.
Good for you.
McGee, on the other hand, he said he's not going many places. I'm not the going out type. I'm a true homebody. I'm just being patient. When the right one comes, it won't be a need for a search. She will know, and I will. How the hell are you going to meet somebody if you stay in the house? We think she's going to knock at your damn door?
And McGee is all about the blessings. He's waiting.
So is the male lady going to...
It may be the male lady.
Yeah.
It may be the person knocking on doors trying to make you buy a book. I don't know.
Wishful thinking. If you think that you're going to sit in your house and do nothing,
that
somebody's going to... Yeah.
Nothing's ever just falling
statistics,
on your lap.
Statistics, honey. It's a numbers game.
You never know.
Yeah, okay. Good luck with that, my man. We'll see how far you get with
that.
I'm with you, McGee.
I'm with you
to a certain extent, but if you're not going out anywhere, I'm sorry.
it could be a grocery store type thing.
Well, yeah, if he's going to the grocery store, fine. But if he's talking about I'm a homebody, I don't really go out.
He goes out. He goes out somewhere.
No, please.
I'm just saying, somewhere.
Yeah, please.
Difficult.
Monique says she's working on herself and opening myself for love. I don't really go out much. I don't go out much. I hope people know that going out does not mean that you're going to the club.
I think that's what folks mean.
I don't get that. Like, you might like going to museums. I like to go to different restaurants. I'm not a club person. Mm-hmm. I prefer to go to the bar. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a happy hour kind of girl. Mm-hmm. I don't like having to pay to sit down. I don't like having to, you know, get bottle service. You know, I don't like paying $150, $200 for a bottle that costs $25 in the store.
I dig that.
I don't like putting on, you know, for other people. Just get me to the bar, give me a couple drinks, give me some wings. I'm good. I don't need to be in your club, but that doesn't mean I don't go out. You know, I restaurant hop, I bar hop. I like museums. I like going to the park. Shoot, some of y'all could be walking down by the cherry blossoms. You might meet somebody there.
Yeah,
you're in D.C. Go to the park.
Park.
I don't know. It's carnivals going on right now.
The park, the lounge.
I'm not talking about the park the 14th. Not at all. I'm talking about getting out of the house and doing something different. Because a lot of people don't want to do a damn thing when it comes to, you know, their situation. They'll sit up there and complain about, oh, I'm so tired of dating and these people are just jerks and I can't meet anybody. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. But I'm like, okay, well, if you ain't going to do anything different, what the hell are you expecting? That's like, if all you're going to do is piss and moan about what you don't like, I know I can do that too because I just piss and moan about things that I don't like. But it doesn't mean that, you know, I'm not working to change my situation. Maybe I am, maybe I'm not. I don't know.
Who knows?
Who knows?
I don't know. Can't call it.
Can you call it?
Not at all.
Speaking of calling, don't forget you can call us. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can also tweet me or hit me on Instagram at @dateisover. And like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. And if you're just now tuning in, we're in the second hour of This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. We're on the air each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time till midnight. Yes, we broadcast live in the D.C. area, but we reach everywhere because it's online, honey. Take us wherever you want to go. Download the TuneIn app, search for The Flow D.C., and we're the first station on the list. Add us to your favorites so you don't miss any of the great programming that we have on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. But tonight we're talking about dating frustrations. And since we're in the second hour of the show, that means it's time for Miss Marie's rant and rave. I'm Miss Marie, by the way, just in case you didn't know that. But that's who I be in proper English. But like I said, we're talking about dating frustrations. And I, of all people, know that dating can be frustrating because, hello, I started the website, thisdateisover.com. You can see a lot of my bad date stories on the website. But they're not all mine. But yeah, I get it. I know it can be frustrating. But as I was saying before, I think a lot of the times it can be even more frustrating because people just want to piss and moan and complain and talk than actually being intentional regarding their love lives. Like, how are you going to piss and moan and say dating sucks and I don't like doing this and I don't like doing that when you're not even intentional yourself? You're not even putting any effort into making your situation different. So don't piss and moan, you know, about how everything is bad and this, that, and the other. There are no good men out there. There are no good women out there. These hoes ain't loyal and blah, blah, blah. Well, you are the antithesis. Did I even say that right? Antithesis. I couldn't even get the word out. Yeah. But if you're not even putting yourself in a situation to change your circumstances, then you are the problem. If you're not putting yourself in the position to meet anyone new, then don't expect your relationship status to change at all. And as I said before, of course, dating is challenging. I know that for a fact because I started the website because dating has been a challenge for me. Therefore, thisdateisover.com is for you to post your bad date stories, you know. But that doesn't mean I'm not learning from my mistakes. I'm not saying that I'm just this perfect person. I know everything about dating. But that's neither here nor there. But treat dating and relationships like a job. You know, number one, you have to look for a job. You know, you got to start your search. You got to start somewhere. You got to brush up your resume, brush up your skills, i.e. work on yourself. Then you have to apply to the job. A lot of you people are not even applying. You're sitting at home complaining that you don't have anybody, but you haven't even applied for the mother effing job. How the hell are you going to get somewhere with somebody if you're not even putting yourself out there to meet anybody? So yes, you have to apply. to many sources, not just one. You know, if you want a job, what you going to do? You ain't going to apply to just one place, are you? No. You have to apply to many sources. Then you're going to have to go on many interviews, i.e. dates. Yes, you're going to have to go on many dates. What's the saying? Like, you kiss a lot of tadpoles before you get to that Prince Charming or Princess. So, I mean, that's the nature of the game. You know, it's a numbers game. You have to put yourself in a situation, in a position to meet somebody new, and have to have an open mind about it, too, because everybody that you meet is not going to be a match. But you meet people for a reason. It might be a good friendship match. It might be a good business match. You never know what that might lead to. It might not be romantic, and everybody that you meet is not going to be a romantic encounter. So, yes. Go on many interviews. You can't just put all your eggs in one basket. You don't do that when you apply for a job. You shouldn't do that when it comes to dating either. Because you have to go on these dates to see if the person is a good fit. Just like when you go on many interviews to see if you're a good fit for the job and if, you know, vice versa, if they're a good fit for you. You have to sell yourself and then you have to close the deal. You have to get the damn job. But like I said before, people aren't applying. Can't expect Mr. or Mrs. Right to just fall into your lap if all you do is stay at home all day and every day. Tap into the things that you like to do. You know you like going to the park, then go to the park more often. If you like jogging, jog on the trail. You might meet some hot chick or some hot dude who is single on the trail. If you like getting yogurt, go to the yogurt place. If you like Starbucks, go to Starbucks more often. Just be intentional when it comes to your love life, because a lot of people will just sit around and think that, oh, it's just going to happen for me. And it's not going to happen for you if you're not intentional. And I think a lot of people fall into that trap. And everybody I ask, they'll say, well, what are you doing besides working on yourself? Yes, it's a beautiful thing to work on you. But if you're not trying to even meet anybody, if you don't want to step out of your comfort zone to meet somebody, then, oh, well. The problem is going to be you. The problem is you. You're going to continue to be frustrated. And I don't know what else to tell you. So, people, please be intentional. I challenge you to get off of your asses. Meet somebody. I hear people like, well, I'm not really into online dating. Then don't do it. Go outside of your house and meet somebody. If you like to paint, go paint something. Do the whole paint and wine thing. Maybe you'll meet a guy there. I doubt that, because I don't think too many men do that by themselves. But if you like sports, go to a sports bar, watch the game. Meetup.com, hello. We have a meetup group. It's called The Love Experience. There are a lot of meetup groups for people who have the same interests as you. So you can search a group, a meetup group on meetup.com and start going out with those types of people. Because that's, if you like going to art showcases, if you like to skateboard, if you like basket weaving, any type of activity that you can think of is on meetup.com. And there's other people in your surrounding area on Meetup who want to meet up. Hello? So if you're not going to put yourself out there, then don't expect anything different to happen for you when it comes to your love life. So be intentional. Be intentional. Be intentional. And that's my 5 cents. So you can give me a call. The number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over. And also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So, Wally, anything you want to add to that?
Like, I'm, like, motivated. Like, that was the best speech I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, please.
I'm serious. It's like, I play basketball. I coach basketball. And, like, that was, like, so inspirational. I'm serious. It's like Coach Carter type stuff. Seriously.
Oh, please.
I'm dead serious.
Okay. Well, I mean, but think about it.
Seriously, all jokes aside, you hit everything. You hit it on the head.
I said I wanted a job, right? I had gotten laid off from my corporate job, and I needed another job. So if I did not apply to any places, I wouldn't have a job.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
It's the same thing. Like, if you really want something, you go after it. Mm-hmm. But people aren't going after anything. They just want to sit and complain with their girls or their guys that there aren't any good men or women out there.
That's my annoyance.
And that doesn't make sense to me. It's like, okay, there are plenty of good people out there. I'm not going to say that there aren't any good people, there aren't any good men or aren't any good women. Yeah. I'm not going to, you know, paint everybody with that same brushstroke.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of good men and women out here, but you're just not meeting them because you're not putting yourself in a position to
exactly.
Do so. Well, I don't like this. I don't like going out. Going out is not the club.
Yeah. I call that just folks using an excuse.
Yeah, excuses are tools of incompetence that build monuments and nothingness. And what is your relationship status? A whole big whopping nothing. Nothing. Because you don't do nothing to attract anybody.
Exactly. I just hate the complainers.
Yeah.
I hate the complainers with a passion. Anytime I hear that there's no good men or this, that, and the other, and they're all dudes cheating. Whatever you want to hear, you put yourself in that situation. You're putting yourself in that environment to say that. But if you just put yourself in the box to a point where you can attract XYZ, that wouldn't occur. I'm sick of complainers, though, to the highest peak. I am so, because you hear it a lot. And you sit there and listen to it, and you're like, well, you know, you reinvent the wheel. You do it over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
So you just sit back and you're like, you get to a point where you just kind of turn them off. And then just
walk away. And like I said, if you're not going to do anything to change your situation, then what are you expecting?
Exactly.
What do you really expect? And hello, at the brunch that we're having on April 26th, Tia Hill, she's a matchmaker. So maybe you might want to hire her. You might want to hire a matchmaker. We also have Brandon Scott, who's a friend of the show, who is also a professional matchmaker. So you might want to put your pennies together and really consider, you know, meeting somebody else, you know, trying something different. If you've never tried online dating, try it. It doesn't hurt to try. It really doesn't hurt to try. And I think, you know, I know a lot of guys get frustrated because they're like, man, I'm spending all this money on all these different women and blah, blah, blah. Well, maybe you should investigate doing something a little on the cheaper side.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to take everybody to dinner. You can, you know, there's a lot of cheap things that you can do. I shouldn't say cheap, but cost effective. You don't have to break the bank. A conversation is free. The park is free. The museum, in most cases, is free. Do that.
Mm-hmm.
See if you can tolerate that person for more than an hour. If you can, then perhaps a second date is warranted. Maybe you do want to invest in that person. If not, you didn't lose anything but an hour of your time.
Exactly.
Starbucks coffee, I think, is what, $15? Yeah. I don't know. I don't drink coffee.
Call it an informational interview.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, you there to get some information from that person.
Uh-huh.
Just do something on the cheap end. That way you're not spending X, Y, and Z on all these women.
Yeah, take that money.
Yes, but as I said before, and I'm going to say it again, you have to be intentional with your love life. If you think that something's going to change by you just sitting on your ass, I'm so sorry to inform you. You know, the person who is stepping it up is the person that's going to win, because I know I want somebody that's going to step it up. A lot of men and women want somebody that's going to step it up. So if you're not even investing in trying anything new, oh, effing well. Good luck to you. And speaking of stepping it up, I might as well just play it. I might as well. That's my song anyways. Step It Up by Little Brother is coming up next. Keep it right here on The Flow. The number to the studio once again is 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. And we're talking about dating frustrations. What frustrates you about dating? And part two, what are you doing to change your circumstances? Let us know. Keep it right here on The Flow.
You make me step my game up. Yeah, cause women come, women go. Until we all mature, we ain't really trying to grow. With the girl we seeing, we ain't really trying, no. Try and beat it up fast on the living room flow. Got a little older, had to spend a little dough. Kept something in the pocket just in case I had to show. Shorty's how I did it when I took him to the store. Took a few to the mold, lot of vows for that. Nigga vows to the fact things I did was dumb. I count all of that to being young. Got a little age, got some understanding. And the older women get the more concerned with companionship. It took me a while to get to this point. I don't expect all of y'all to understand. Read between the bass, snares, and kick. Everybody getting judged for who they standing with.
Yeah, make me step my game up. Game up. Step it up.
Step it up.
Step my game up. Yeah, step my game up.
You make me step my game up.
Step my game up, yeah, my game up.
You make me.
She said we should go out on a date. I said that's cool, you can come to my house. She said please do better than that. Why the fuck I wanna come over and chill on your couch? I laughed cause it seemed she had me all figured out. And my game ain't worked like it did before. Them was days long gone, cause once they get grown, these hoes ain't impressed by Applebee's no more. Gotta dig a little deeper for that BF change, for BF change. And if you can't afford it, you can still do things to show you ain't on no dumb ish. Take her to a gallery, museum, or some ish. Thank God for you and all the crew that you run with, giving new meaning to the blind date.
You so official, but a nigga can't attract crystal with a boom's form mind state. You know what I'm saying?
Step my game up, yeah, step my game up.
You make me step my game up.
Game up, step my game up, yeah, my game up.
You make me step my game up.
Game up, step my game up, yeah, step my game up.
You make me step my game up.
Hey, listen, baby.
You make me wanna go to the store and get some wine for you.
Remember when you got your first apartment, you used to have chicks over. What was the number one line you used to always use when you wanted to try to get them naked?
Baby, do you want a massage?
That's it. Can't do it no more. Let's step it up, man.
Your reply.
You're listening to the Status Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. That was music from A. Marie, one of my favorite songs by A. Marie. The song was Nothing Like Loving You. And right before that was Little Brother. I play that song all the time on the show. Step It Up, because it's so true. We want you to step it up. You got to step your game up. If you want to do this love thing, you got to step your game up. So that was Little Brother with Step It Up. And speaking of Little Brother, Fonte, I got to get my tickets, OMG, to go to the Foreign Exchange concert. It's going to be on May 2nd in D.C. at the Howard Theater. I have got to get my tickets because I have to be at that show. You know what? My birthday is next Sunday, by the way, y'all. So if anybody out there in Radio Land would like to give me tickets to go to the show, I don't mind. I really don't. I really do not mind. So go ahead and slide me a ticket or two, you know, to go to the concert so I can see Fonte, Zoe, and Nicolay, and everybody else in the band. Because it's going to be a great show. So I got to get my tickets like tonight, or I'm going to lose my mind if I don't get tickets. But yes, next Sunday is my birthday, and I still don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what to do.
Do something big. Do it up.
I don't know. I can't do something big and then turn around and have brunch the next weekend. Like, that's going to be too much. And speaking of brunch, yes, that's what y'all should do for my birthday. Get yourself a ticket to the brunch. And also, you know, I got Wally in the studio. His birthday is 3 days after mine. I'm 420 and he's 423.
Yeah, that's true.
How about that? I can't believe my birthday is on Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday.
Oh, ain't that something special?
Ain't that something real special?
That's special.
Real, real special.
Yes,
so get your tickets, stillsingle.eventbrite.com. And in case you want some other birthday ideas, besides tickets to the Foreign Exchange concert, I do like food, so like a gift card to restaurant.com. Or there was these plates that I really want, a new set of plates, all white. There were square plates at Target. I just posted it earlier on Instagram, man. At Data Zone. I know. That is just terrible.
This is so terrible.
Terrible.
This is
asking
not cool.
For all these damn gifts that I'm definitely not going to get at all.
This is something else.
I bet you
may get a gift from somebody for this. I bet you
will.
I
don't know about that.
I think so.
I don't think somebody, they love me that much.
I think so.
Y'all might like me, but I don't think y'all love me that much to be getting me no damn gifts. But if you do, I'd appreciate it.
I can see it happening.
I would appreciate it. But tonight we're talking about dating frustrations. What frustrates you about dating? And I want to go back to what somebody said earlier about, you know, somebody. A lot of guys get into this habit of inviting you to their house.
Yeah.
That pisses me to hell off. Like,
what's
that's not
that,
a date.
Oh, in terms of being a date or just, it being, is that something wrong with that?
On a first date?
On a first date. Okay, you scared
that's
me.
That's not
I mean,
a date.
Okay, you said first date.
Like, you
date.
Know, I really, you know, we're really hitting it off on the phone, and, you know, it was nice meeting you, you know, in passing at the bookstore. You know,
okay.
I'd really like to see you again. How about you come over to my house and chill? That does not bode well with me at all. I am not coming to your damn house. You have to be real sexy for me to want to come to your house. If I'm coming to your house, please trust and believe, I am not thinking about chilling. I'm just saying. But asking somebody, you know, that's effortless to me. And I get how guys say, well, I just want to cook for you. I don't know that I feel comfortable coming to your place of residency. I don't know who the hell you live with, where you live, what, you know, like what your history is. I don't know if I'm comfortable enough to be in your house. Like, you may have like dead bodies in the freezer. Like, I don't know that I want to be a part of that. That's a little too early for me to be coming to your house.
Yeah, it's different for a girl.
When I don't know you. It's just a safety thing.
Yeah, it's different for
And I know I've made the mistake of having somebody over to my house because I just didn't feel like going out that particular day. Mm-hmm. I will not do that again.
Oh, what happened?
He wasn't trying to leave. We were... Yeah, it's funny. It's funny because... we were watching... I think it was like tournament season... basketball or something. So
tournament season basketball. You don't. No,
tournament
you don't.
Season.
You don't
that's not.
You don't stop it.
That's not what you call
you're
it.
Killing my sport. Go ahead. You're killing my sport.
You,
right
that's
now.
Not what you call
March
it.
March Madness. You're killing my sport.
I'm not talking about March Madness though.
Tournament season basketball.
Playoffs.
Playoffs. Just stick with that.
Same right? Damn thing.
No, it's not tournament season basketball.
Tournament season. Whatever. Same damn thing. But anyways, we're watching the playoffs. I believe. I don't even know why the hell I was even watching it because I don't even watch sports like that.
I can tell.
I apparently wanted to see this game. So I told him to come through to watch the game. And it was cool. You know, I had already cooked dinner, so I offered him a plate. He ate it. Mm-hmm. Cool. Whatever. But I think we both fell asleep on my couch because we were in the living room. Mm-hmm. And I woke up, I was like, oh damn, like, you know, I gotta go to work in the morning. So I was like, you know what, I'm getting ready to, you know, go to bed, you know what, thank you for coming by. He was like, well, go ahead in the room, I'll be there in a minute. Actually, you will not be there in a minute. What I'm going to do for you is get your coat, and you are going to leave.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, right. Sorry.
He's like, I'll be back there in a minute.
What date was this? Was this day one or date? Was this day
one?
Oh, he's a G.
Right. I'll be back there in a minute. No, you won't. And that's not a good thing. It's like you starting off like that. That's, you know, that sets a precedent.
I'm sorry. I'm shedding a tear right now.
Shut up. Because if you starting like that, then it's like, okay, that leaves no room for him to put in any effort to do anything else.
Exactly. That's true.
So that was a mistake that I did, you know. And after that, you know, he did not try to take me out anywhere. He didn't want to go out anywhere. He was trying to come back through. Yeah, I was like, no.
Okay.
He was like, well, how come we haven't seen each other? I said, because you haven't asked me out. So if I was worthy of a date, then, you know. But since I started off on that whole, you know, you could just come over here, that wasn't a good idea. And I think that will happen in a lot of cases. You know, yeah, some, you know, of course, guys will disagree. Like, well, nah, she can come over and chill. That don't mean nothing. You know, if I really like her, I'll take her out. But I don't want to start off in your house. That's a turn off for me. And that's definitely frustrating for me when somebody invites me to their home.
It's true, though. If off the bat, that does occur. You know, usually you're going to try to consistently be in that individual's home, you know, to do something. So.
So,
it's true.
Yeah, going back to Facebook, you know, I asked you guys what frustrates you about dating, and Kenyatta says these hoes ain't loyal. Really? You have hoes now? Are you even loyal?
Who?
Is it a song or something? These hoes ain't loyal, because I feel like everybody's saying that nowadays.
These hoes ain't loyal.
Is that like a song? Or is that one of?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think it's one of them, like 2 Chainz. I don't know. I don't think so.
Brandy, hey, what's up, Brandy? She said no one is honest with what they want.
So what she mean by that? No one's honest with what they want.
Well, for instance, you know, some people, well, guys especially. I don't want to badmouth guys, but
sure?
they'll say what you want to hear. Like, you know what? I'm looking for a relationship. You're like, you know what? I am too. Mm-hmm. Well, he's really not. He just wants some sex.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't know how a person can come out and say that. Like, you know what?
I just want some sex.
Yeah. You can't just say that. That sounds crass.
No, you can't say that, but you don't say you want a relationship. Just
you say
you
I'm looking to have fun?
Yeah, just want to have fun.
Okay.
You just don't say you want a relationship.
Okay.
Because that means that you want to get with that individual. By saying, okay, I just, you know, I just want to have fun, do me. That pretty much tells people what that's all about.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
But also, just because a person says that they're looking for a relationship does not necessarily mean they look for a relationship from you.
Exactly. No, that's true.
And that's
true.
Another thing that people need to understand. Like, yeah, we went out and it was cool, mm-hmm. but I don't feel a connection or she doesn't feel a connection. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, no, I agree with that. Not everybody is for that, and not everybody's for everybody. So, at the end of the day, if you go for the next person, you look for the next person. That person could be for you, and
uh-huh.
whatnot, and that. But when it comes to labeling it, okay, when you talking to a dude, I'm speaking because I'm a dude, and I'm talking to this girl. If I'm ready for a relationship, it's like, yeah, you know, I'm looking for somebody, this, that, and the other. If I'm not, I'm just saying, like, I enjoy being single. That's the first thing I'll say. I enjoy being single, and you know, I just like having fun. And you can.
So what about the person who doesn't know what they want? Like, hey, you know what? I don't really know what I want right now. Like, if I meet somebody that I vibe with, then cool, we can take it there. But right now, I'm just enjoying life. I'm just hanging out.
That's fine.
Because some people, they want to have all of your time. They want to have your undivided attention. They want to text you every day, call you every day. Like, we don't have to talk every day.
Exactly. You just tell that person. Like, you tell that person, like, just tell them, like, be real. We don't have to talk every day. Don't say you're annoying me. Find a nice way to say it. You know, just find a nice way of saying it. Or just don't respond to the text. People get the hint.
I try to avoid doing that, but I think I've gotten to that point.
Towards, like, ignoring texts?
Texas?
Texting. Dude, look, Texas. I'm like you now. Dang, stop it!
Texas.
Texting, excuse me.
Texas RT.
Texting, excuse me.
No, I mean, yeah, that's not a good thing.
Ignoring text?
Yeah, sometimes. And I do genuinely
do
forget
it.
To respond. Like, I'll get the message. I don't know why I don't respond at that time, but I will just forget. I'll be in the middle of, like, sending an email, doing something else. Like, yeah, I'll get to it. And then, boom, it's been 3 days, and I forgot to respond.
No, I don't think it's a big deal. If an individual ignores a text, it doesn't bother me. Either which way, on my own, the other way, or the other end. I'm usually, even when I get receive a So somebody may apologize about, you know, about missing my text or whatever. I'm like, it's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not even thinking about it.
Okay. So you go out with a person and the date was cool, mm-hmm. but you don't know off the first date if you really like them like that, mm-hmm. because it takes a while for you to really
want
to go to the next level. Mm-hmm. But some people want those, you know, we come from a society of instant gratification. So how do you convey that to that person? Like, yeah, I had a good time with you, mm-hmm. but I'm unsure about you at this time. Like, should we continue to see each other? Or like, I like you. I think you're cool, but I don't know where it's going to go between us.
Yeah. Just after the first date.
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, didn't find out on the second date. Go on that second date. See if it's cool. Because obviously, if you say you like the person, you probably like them enough to go hang out with them again. And after that second time, if you still have the same questions, then, you know, just say it's not going to work and keep it moving.
Okay. So going back to question, what frustrates you about dating? Ophelia said representatives instead of the actual person showing up.
Huh?
Meaning the representative, not the real person.
Oh, so they just, okay, I got you. They're putting it on that facade.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that happens. I think a lot. Everybody does put on like a little bit of facade. Like, oh yeah, I like this, I like that.
I mean,
that's how it is when I talked about the whole job interview thing. Like, treat dating and relationships like a job interview. Of course, you're going to sell your best self to that person because you want them to like you. But over time, they will really see if you are who you say that you are.
To a certain extent, you can tell. To a certain extent, you can tell who's giving you an act and who's like pretty much being themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, how, you know, anytime, you know, I usually vibe somebody when I really know that they're being themselves, and you can pretty much gauge it. I've been fooled before, but you know, in terms of maturity, as I, you know, mature, I've gotten older, I can pretty much tell who's trying to trick me and whatnot.
Oh, okay. Who's trying to trick you? It's a lot of trickery going on out there meeting those representatives. But we got to go to commercial, so keep it right here on the flow. Give us a call. The number is 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over, and also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on the flow.
Speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
raise a son. In all your secret fantasies, thy will be done, done. And inside of your walls, there will dwell a Capricorn.
Never fix your body, your life.
If you keep this up, then a love child will be born. All because of a great egg.
Great is you, great is me. We find the greatest
of
chemistry.
A great egg.
Greatest touch, greatest kiss. What came to be is the greatest
wish. The greatest.
The greatest show, greatest song. Words, the greatest
don't love stays.
Maybe your love stays constantly on my mind.
This is the best sex I've ever had.
I know 12 ways to make your love come down. And the secret places on you will be found. Like a voyage when the storm begins to roar. There's no telling what this night could have in store. 'Cause inside of your walls there will dwell a Capricorn.
Never fix your body.
And if we keep this up, then a love child will be born.
All because of the
greatest you.
Oh, yeah.
Greatest me. We found the greatest chemistry.
Of the greatest.
Greatest touch. Greatest kiss. What came to be is the greatest.
Of the greatest.
Baby,
you stay.
Baby, your love stays constantly on my mind.
This is the best sex I've ever had.
Greatest you.
Yes, it is.
Greatest me. We have found the greatest,
yes, the
chemistry.
Greatest.
Greatest touch.
Whoa.
Greatest kiss.
Oh, yeah.
Pretend to be. Is the
this
greatest
is
wish.
The
greatest show.
Baby, your love.
Baby, your love stays constantly,
yeah,
on my mind.
It's the greatest sex I ever had.
Greatest you,
yeah, yeah.
Greatest me.
Greatest me.
We have found chemistry.
Something that heaven has ordained for the sake of our love. Like a hand in glove, we go together. This love is forever. That's so good, I've got to break it down.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Also got my buddy Wally in the studio. What's up, Wally?
What's up, people?
And we're coming to you live from the I Info Radio Broadcasting Network on RockTheFlow.com. You just heard music from R. Kelly. The song was Greatest Sex. And I was telling Wally during the break that I struggle when it comes to playing music by R. Kelly. Because I feel like, does that make me support a pedophile? Does that mean that's what I'm doing?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Because I do have my views about his personal life. I do like his music, but I'm just like,
Like, my brother loves R. Kelly with the passion.
I feel some kind of way, you know, by...
He does have good music, though.
He does, but should he be in jail is the question.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. I mean,
that's definitely a struggle for me.
The system didn't put him in jail, so I mean, it is what it is.
I didn't realize that there were so many other cases against him.
Yeah, he's a lot.
The piss on the chick case and the he's had a few.
Yes,
you know,
he's had
him being married to Aaliyah supposedly.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just
yeah.
And then that dumb interview he had a few years ago when a guy said, "Do you have any teenage friends?" And he said, "When you say teenage, how old are we talking?" "Oh, well, I don't have any I have 18-year-old friends." I'm like, how are you in your 40s with somebody that's, you know, you friends with somebody that's 18? Whatever. Whatever. But anyways, that was Greatest Sex by R. Kelly. I like that song. Right before that was John Legend with Let's Get Lifted Again. I love this song by John Legend.
John Legend's the beast.
He's a legend.
Yeah, exactly. He's legendary.
Isn't he, though?
Yeah, he really
Even though I've never seen him in concert.
You haven't? I haven't either.
No.
I haven't either. I won't lie. But I like a lot of his songs, too, to be honest
Me
with
too.
You.
So tonight we're talking about dating frustrations. And keep in mind, you can give us a call. The number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. And thank you, Kenyatta, for clarifying that the song, there is a song that I guess that says "These Hoes Ain't Loyal." I don't know that song.
Yatta, who sings, who raps that song?
I don't know. Somebody ratchet, probably. You know.
Yatta, call in. I need to know. I need to know.
You know, he listens to garbage music, probably. Probably. But once again,
it's jacked up, man. It's jacked up.
Dating frustrations. And OMG, my computer is about to die because I didn't plug it in. So I had asked, you know, the question a couple times on Facebook, you know, if it is your desire to be in a relationship, what steps are you taking to change your circumstances? And once again, in another group, the responses are overwhelming. Oh, just focusing on me and being a better me, improving myself, working on me. Somebody said, I haven't gone out with the intent to meet people.
How does that work?
It doesn't.
That doesn't sound right.
Right.
Priorities are all jacked up, son.
Somebody said, I haven't gone out with the intent to meet people either. And to be honest, I haven't really focused on that. While I feel like I am emotionally ready to be in a relationship, there are some tangibles that I need to work on. I'm not completely closed off.
You trying to be single now. It is what it is.
Somebody said, I'm currently in barber school and I'm constantly working on being more intelligent than I was yesterday and trying to be the best father I can be for my daughter.
That's the best.
Just getting me together on a daily basis. There's always room for improvement. Okay, so what does that have to do with you changing your circumstances when it comes to a relationship? I get that you're working on you and becoming a better father, but how does that translate to you, you know, actually trying to be in a relationship?
I think people getting are confused with the question. I think
clearly,
I think it's what they really are trying to say is they want to be a better person for themselves.
We all want to be better people, but how are we going to meet somebody else if we're not doing anything to meet anybody else? Lance said he showers every day. That's what he's doing to change his circumstances. Wow. Focusing on myself. I find the bar/club cliched. Okay.
Find somewhere else then.
People, going out does not mean going to the bar or the club.
And real talk, don't bad mouth the bar, okay?
It's
the bar
really
is great.
I've had somebody go back and forth with me about, you know, oh my gosh, you met that person at the bar. No wonder. Like, don't play yourself, because it's heathens and crazy people
everywhere,
in church,
everywhere,
in your family, in your school,
at work, everywhere.
Right. You never know when you're going to meet somebody. Just because you got lucky and met somebody doesn't mean that you can't meet. Like, you know, other people have met in clubs and bars. Like my brother and my sister-in-law, they met at the club. They've been married for... Just how old is my niece? They've been married for 7 years.
Bless her.
So it's like, don't sleep on them just because it's something that you wouldn't like to do. Mm-hmm. Like, I would rather meet somebody in places that I like to go.
Exactly.
That's just my take.
Because you know, that means you have something in common.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if we like to, I can't even say, I don't even want to say it on the air, but like, it's a special drink that I like. Blonde headed blanks.
Yeah, there you go.
If he likes that too, hey, he's a good man. If he likes Tuaca, shoot, if he likes Monday night wing night at Looney's Pub when it's 59 cent wings, hello. If he likes to eat, that's a good man for me. I that's one thing I don't like. That's definitely frustrating. A guy who does not like to eat food. I'm like, geez Louise. Like, oh, I don't eat this. I don't eat that. I don't eat this. Like, just eat all I eat is a napkin. Just eat the napkin and shut up. Like, you don't eat anything else. You don't even want to try anything. Like, oh, I only eat burgers and fries. Like, okay, it's more to life than just cheeseburgers and fries.
Oh, right.
So that's definitely frustrating when you meet somebody who does not like to eat food. Like, they're just so close-minded. Like, oh, that sounds weird. That has a weird name. Like, just taste it.
I know. I hate when people do that, especially to my Nigerian food. I hate that crap.
Like, you don't knock it till you try it.
Exactly.
I like African food. It's like a particular dish that I didn't particularly care for. But other than that, I've had a lot of African food that I
don't
like.
Don't badmouth any look, African food. Don't you dare. Don't do it.
You already know what I'm talking about.
Hey, stop it. Pump the brakes now.
Somebody said, well, you know, I'm so focused on me, trying to find someone compatible with me is arduous. Okay, then you're going to stay single, I guess. Of course it's difficult to find somebody. That's, you know, if it was that easy, wouldn't everybody be in a relationship?
Exactly. That's life, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If life is not easy.
The tough things are worth getting, like, are worth having. Excuse
worth
me.
Working
thank
for.
Thank you. There you go. Thank
go
you.
Go after it. You have to be a go-getter. Like, how is it that we can be go-getters with our careers?
Yeah.
And, you know, with acquiring these, you know, material possessions, when it comes to relationships, we're like, we're real standoffish. We're real in the corner. Mm-hmm. You know, we're putting baby in the corner. I don't get that. But we got to go to commercial, so keep it right here on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. We'll be right back. So keep it right here once again on The Flow.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me, whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Still hold your vision in my mind.
keep on pressing on. Sky is the limit and you know that you can have what you want, be what you want. Sky is the limit and you know that you keep on, just keep on pressing on. Sky is the limit and you know that you can have what you want, be what you want, have what you want, be what you want.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. That was music from Zoe featuring Fonte. The song was My Flame. Love that rendition of that song. The original was done by Bobby Caldwell. Yes. Did you know that? Did you know that, Wally? We got Wally in the studio.
How you all doing? So I'm going to ignore that question.
Bobby Caldwell, yes. For all my music heads out there, he sang that song, What You Won't Do For Love.
It's a very nice song.
Yeah,
very,
you don't even know what the hell nice I'm talking about.
Very, very nice song.
Yeah, but tonight we're talking about dating frustrations, and we got a call on the line. I think you're still there. Hopefully you're still there. Yacht, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How's it going?
I'm all right. How are y'all?
We are just peachy, my man.
Swell, my man. Just swell.
Thank you for letting me know that These Hoes Ain't Loyal is like an actual song.
Oh, yeah.
I saw you post that in the group. I didn't know that.
Well, I thought you knew.
I didn't. I don't keep up with ratchet music, so... I'll let you keep me informed. So, dating, are you frustrated with dating?
No.
Oh, okay.
So quick said no.
Right.
I said like no. Like
thanks, Yada.
There was no hesitation with that. No.
So, is there anything that frustrates you about dating?
I mean, these hoes ain't loyal.
How are they not loyal? And actually, what is a hoe? Like, what do you? Is that your goal to go with somebody that's a hoe?
No. I ain't got no hoes. That's just a running joke. I ain't got no hoes. My hoeing days are over.
Good.
I hear you, my man.
So, are you in a relationship? Are you dating? What's your status?
Oh, no, I'm not in a relationship. Not dating. I'm just chilling right now.
Do you want somebody?
Of course, everybody wants somebody.
So, what you waiting for?
I'm getting myself together.
Yes. The standard response. So, what is it that you need to get together?
I don't know. I got things going on right now, and I just need to move by myself. I don't need nobody slowing me down. I'll pick it up once I get up to speed, and I'll pick it up.
Okay.
You know, with somebody else. But right now, I just need to fly solo and take care of what I need to do.
So basically, you just want to do you right now.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a little more to it, but
I
got you. I do.
You want to do you. Okay. So have you put a time stamp on when you're going to, transition into finding somebody else?
Not really.
Thanks, Yada. You are a talkative somebody. My God.
Yeah, but I mean, I didn't call to talk about that.
What do you want to talk about?
I asked him about the song. Right?
About the song.
Yeah,
tell Wally what the song is.
Yeah, thank you, Yada.
It's called Loyal. It's by Chris Brown.
Chris Breezy?
I just found out about it like a week or two ago myself.
Oh, for real? This is before he started, before he got locked up, right?
I mean, I guess.
So the song is by Chris Brown featuring Lil Wayne.
Yeah, exactly.
It's called Loyal.
Loyal. Thanks, y'all. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much, y'all.
My man.
We appreciate that. And thank you for tuning into the show. Hopefully, we'll see you at brunch in a couple weeks. Hopefully, maybe, perhaps.
Problem.
So,
maybe, perhaps.
Yes. You have a great night.
All right, my man.
All right. You too. All right.
Cool dude.
Yes.
Cool dude. Real cool dude.
Real cool dude. Yeah, he's been on the show before.
And he supports the show?
Yeah, we had a good time when he was here. Real good time.
Yeah, real good time.
Yeah. Cool people.
Yeah, real cool people.
Yeah. That's how we roll.
That's how we roll.
That is totally how we roll.
That's how we roll.
In these here parts.
Yeah, in these streets. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm not a thug, so I'm not in the streets, people.
You are a G.
No, I'm good. I'm not about that life. I love life and I want to live.
I know that's right.
But it's all that time for us to get out of here. Any parting words, my man Wally? You know, we've been talking about a lot of things when it comes to dating frustrations. Let's see. I know. Communication. That's a frustrating thing.
I think
I would say people, please communicate more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the phone, face to face. Don't rely heavily on the text messages.
Mm-hmm. Don't waste anybody's time.
Yeah.
You know, you have an idea. Just don't waste anybody's time. That's I think.
How do you waste somebody's time by continuing to go out with them and you don't like them?
Yeah, knowing that.
So what if you told the person like, hey, I'm not feeling you like that, and they still want to hang out with you? Then what?
then that's on that person.
Okay.
That's on that person.
Okay.
That's it. That's what I got right now. Are you staring at me for like
I thought you had something else to say. I was like, okay. End scene. Alrighty then. Yes. Yes. So communication, very important. Please make sure that you actually communicate with people. That's a huge frustration of mine. I know I got to get better of it too.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get better, you know, communicating, telling a person like, hey, I just don't like you. And I don't know how to say that nicely.
So vague.
Yeah, because I just don't know how to say it, so I'd rather just avoid the person altogether, which is so inappropriate. Like, I would like to say, hey, I just would like for you to, like, never, ever call me again in life, in three lifetimes. I don't ever want to hear from you. So, yeah, you know, communication is important. Not going overboard with the date, of course, but actually putting yourself out there to date. Be intentional. I said it a million times. I'm going to say it a million times more. Be intentional. If you want your circumstances to change, then you have to change your approach. Mm-hmm. You can't sit in your house. You know what I'm saying? Don't turn your nose up to say, well, I don't like going there. I don't like I'm not doing online dating. I'm not doing this. I'm not hiring no matchmaker. I'm not doing blah, blah, blah. You keep talking about what you're not going to do, and guess what you're not going to have? A significant other. So, fellas, please don't invite nobody to your house. That's not a first date. That's not a date to me. So,
some people want
to
try to hit a home run off the bat, though.
And don't put all your eggs in one basket. As I said during my rant and rave, you know, treat dating like it's a job. You know, you're going on, you know, you're going to apply for the job, number one. You're going to figure out what jobs are available. You're going to apply for the job. You're going to go on these interviews, and then you're going to seal the deal. You know, you're going to get the job. Eventually, it's a numbers game. So if you're not putting yourself out there, don't expect the outcome to be any different. So look into some positions to see who is available for you. Do some things that you like to do. I'm not talking about sexual positions, because you just made a face. I ain't talking about the 69 and the reverse cowgirl. I was not talking about that. I'm talking about actual job. If you're looking for love.
That's the way it came out.
Oh, gosh. Get your mouth together, my man, please.
I'm so sorry.
Yes. So you have to put yourself out there. Be intentional. And, you know, that's my 5 cents. I ain't got nothing else to add. Make sure you check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories. Also, get your tickets to the brunch. Stillsingle.eventbrite.com is the website. Stillsingle.eventbrite.com. Get your tickets. And that's it, because we have to get cut off. It's almost midnight. Yeah, so come back next Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And keep in mind, the next Sunday is my birthday. So I love gifts. I love lipstick. I love shoes. I love concert tickets. And I love food. And that's it for me. Thank you guys so much. Thank you to my guest, Wally, for being in the studio.
No problem.
Y'all have a great week. A great week. Couldn't get that out. So good night. Bye-bye.